One of the more curious things about my work as a priest is that in talking to people, people here at the parish or people who come to me for spiritual direction or friends of mine who don't even go to church, one thing seems to be quite common. As odd as it sounds, it's actually easier for people to believe in the unexplainable mysteries of God than it is to believe that God is really present and doing something right down in their everyday lives. I mean, we've all heard people say, well, actually, we've probably all felt ourselves many times over, right in the midst of believing fervently in the doctrines and teachings the church holds to be true, coming here to Mass every Sunday, going to confession when we've committed sin, in the midst of our faith, it's easy to feel that God is frustratingly distant. Like Mother Teresa, total faith in God and in the church, and at the very same time, a lonely distance from God throughout her life. I mean, think about your own journey. Don't we find it easier to actually believe in the resurrection? Something that had no eyewitnesses to the actual moment of Christ emerging from the tomb, and yet here we are, boldly proclaiming that it's true, he has risen. We actually do believe in the Eucharist, the body and blood that still looks and tastes like bread and wine, and without a second thought, we'd all say, if asked, well, of course, that's Jesus. These totally abstract, huge leaps of faith, we actually believe them quite easily. What's more difficult to believe, though, is that anything really miraculous will happen to me down here in my everyday life. We struggle believing that God will actually make himself known in our lives in a personal way. See, that's the rub. That we live lives of strong faith about things far beyond our understanding, and we also live lives of not really knowing God in the darkness of our everyday. Well, this is what Easter is all about. Easter is the answer to this feeling that God is far away, distant, abstract. Easter brings the God of the universe right down here into our everyday life. Easter is the beginning of a new life because the real, this is important, the real work of spirituality is not so much believing in the all-powerful God who sits up in heaven and sets all that is into some sort of divine motion. Mature faith, resurrection faith, is believing that God has come out of the cave to call you by name. That God thinks so highly of you that he actually chooses, as Father Merton puts it, to take up his new residence in your soul. Tonight is going to be quite remarkable because there are people in this assembly whose names will be called. For the first time, they will hear their names called for the grace of baptism. When Pope Francis was still Jorge Bergoglio, riding the city buses to work, living in a middle-class apartment, just working as a regular priest and really kind of a regular bishop with no thought that he'd ever be the pope, he wrote about what I'm talking about. Listen to what he wrote. Christ's resurrection is not about a faraway history 2,000 years ago. It's a reality now that repeats every time we place ourselves on the road toward him and every time we allow ourselves to be met by him. The Gospels tell of an encounter, a victorious encounter between the faithful God and us sinners who have allowed ourselves to be found by him. When this happens, we share the experience of the women at the tomb and the apostles who find the burial cloths. We experience an encounter with Jesus Christ. This is what Easter is all about. This is what church is all about. God of the cosmos, way out there, comes down into our midst to meet us where we are, to live with us, to suffer with us, then to die with us, and finally to rise for us, reintroducing us to our original state of grace and perfection. You notice that no one could immediately recognize him when he resurrected. Mary at the tomb, the disciples on the way to Emmaus. He rose glorified in the same image that you and I will rise on the last day. He seeks to take us by the hand and pull us into himself in an encounter of forgiveness and rebirth. Now, this doesn't happen way out there in the stars. It happens right here in your everyday life, in my everyday life. I was visiting with seminarian Will this week about different aspects of the Triduum, and we came up with the notion that maybe the most beautiful moment of this whole week is the forgiveness of the cross made complete on Easter evening when Jesus appears through the locked doors to the disciples and simply says to them, Shalom. Peace be with you. This is the encounter that Bergoglio speaks of. This is the rebirth of Easter. His shalom is really saying, I see you. I forgave you on Friday. And now I want you to know that I love you. This is what Easter is all about. That's what this is the day the Lord has made means. It's the day that all in your life gets a chance to be made new. The day that your sins are forgiven, your broken heart made whole, your dreams, once so real and possible, are now redreamed, reinvigorated, reilluminated in the light of the resurrection. On Friday, this was not just a sentimental event. On Friday, he did something about the problem of sin. He took himself on the cross. Today, he does something new in the cosmos for sure, but he also does something new for you. It is the day for you and Jesus to emerge into a new light, which of course is exactly what we just did in the Marian garden with the new fire. Tonight we entered into darkness so that we might be enlightened by the light that makes the soul see. So that the things that we couldn't understand before become very clear now. Jesus' resurrection is not only a foreshadowing of our bodily resurrection at the end of time, it also, and maybe more importantly for you and me, is about being raised up now. From the mysteries that we do believe, but can't fully understand, into a felt presence that is so real, so normal, so everyday, that we not only believe, but now we live this belief. This is what Easter must be all about. It's so interesting. On Good Friday, he goes to the cross and takes on our sins. There's a sort of partnership going on here. He brings part of you, your sins, up onto the cross with him. And now at the resurrection, this partnership continues. He rises out of the darkness into the new light, grabbing onto your hand and pulling you out of the darkness with him. Now, if we aren't considering this kind of Easter, well, then the last 3 days has just been playing church. Tomorrow, and then on Easter Monday, and Easter Tuesday, and Easter Wednesday, and every day of this new life, we wake somehow more alive than we were before. We wake up the way God spoke our names from the very beginning of time. Can you imagine what it must have been like for them, the disciples, their hearts broken the day he was crucified? Their faith had somehow died along with their best friend. Then the most astonishing thing happened. Someone reported seeing him. He was real, and he actually called them by name. And it was like no calling of their name they'd ever heard before. Mary Magdalene sees a man walking around the tomb, but she can't quite figure out who he is. And what does this man do? He doesn't come up to her and explain dogmas or scriptures or church teachings. He simply looks at her and calls her by name, Mary. And it's as if she was hearing her name for the very first time. Tonight, he calls you by name. He's going to call some of you out loud by name. It'll be a new call, a new start with God, who isn't way up there in the cosmos. He's resurrected right here every Mass, and he rises every Mass to see you. This is Easter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.